I'm sure you've heard about the Target boycotts. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today we'll ask the question, how are Christians supposed to engage on hot topics like this, especially when their opinions don't match the cultural norm? All of the stories we're looking at today are about how the gospel changes hearts. Our top story, a recently released list by the U.S. Department of Education details Christian schools who are seeking exemptions because of their views on transgenderism. Yet this public shaming of Christians is creating an interesting dynamic for InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. InterVarsity's Greg Howe.
Yeah, InterVarsity has increasingly found that universities are de-recognizing InterVarsity chapters because we require our student leaders to be Christians, and they claim that this discriminates on the basis of religion, which is ironic since we're actually trying to protect our religious character.
Combined with the public shaming, it's clear that society is negatively reacting to religious beliefs it finds unfavorable. But this uproar in culture is pointing out something else in the church.
I think Christians should perhaps for the first time think hard about what does gender dysphoria look like. The people who actually struggle with gender identity, not because it's sexually titillating to them or because it's a way of confronting culture, but actually because of a deep internal dissonance. And you have to understand the actual pain and dislocation that they're feeling so that we could actually be church to them.
And as Howe puts it, as Christians, we need to learn how to talk about these issues in a way that's not filled with scorn or disgust, but rather in a way that's showing Christ's love and a radical invitation to learn about him, all the while staying true to a biblical foundation. This story unfolds at missionnews.org. Recently, Ecuador announced a loan request from the International Monetary Fund to aid the country after the April earthquake. But Ecuador doesn't have to repair its country alone. Workers from Operation Mobilization have been there providing aid and counseling, and they're inviting you to come along. So if you want to pray for Ecuador, the OM teams, or look for opportunities where you can make a difference, go to missionnews.org and look for the links. You're listening to Mission Network News. This week, Food for the Hungry is visiting one of their newest communities in Guatemala. By their side is one of the largest groups of supporters, moms. City Moms Blog Network, a network of local parenting sites reaching more than 2 million readers, has joined forces with Food for the Hungry to invite those readers to help the community through child sponsorship. Jeremy Reese says the partnership is a perfect fit for both ministry and City Moms.
Their desire and their goal is to sponsor 300 children.
And what sponsorship looks like is different for each community.
In some communities, it might be in education, agricultural training, and clean water. In other communities, there might also be a need for a community center for deworming of children.
What's consistent is Food for the Hungry's commitment to help communities become self-sustaining through the hope of the gospel.
We're in a community about 10 years, and within 10 years, we're taking that community from extreme poverty to out of poverty.
We've got great ways for you to follow these stories and get involved. And finally, Door International shares the gospel with deaf communities throughout the world. President and CEO Rob Meyer says they do that in each community's heart language. But use of signs sometimes becomes contentious, as it did recently when a deaf man appearing on Dancing with the Stars chose sign in order to relate to others. We talked to Dr. Myers about the conflict.
The A.G. Bell Foundation, which advocates speaking and lip reading over using sign language, came out with a very negative statement that Niall DeMarco, who uses sign language when he's on TV, is a bad representation of the deaf community. And the entire deaf community basically blew up at them and said that you have no right to be making judgments like this.
Feeling free to use your native language is a fundamental right that needs to be defended. But for Myers, underscored is the communication of the gospel to the unhearing as a priority. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning, and you can sign up for it for free. Go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to the rest of the stories that you hear every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.